If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every single day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, hope you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roadhouse protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be. I feel bad. I'm not wanting to diminish the Masters, and we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but isn't there a way in which, you know, tonight's the WNBA draft, and rightfully we're going to make a huge thing over Caitlin Clark coming to the WNBA, but don't we very much run the risk of, Tiger finished dead last yesterday of the guys that made the cut. And, you know, it's hard to see a path to him winning a major, especially with elite a field as you'll see at the Masters, no matter how well he knows and has played that course. But what's left is Scottie Scheffler is an amazing golfer, like an amazing, unflappable golfer. And yet most mainstream people are like, not Tiger, don't care. And it reflects as much in the ratings. And I think that's what's going to happen in women's college basketball. Did golf grow because of Tiger? Yes, but it didn't grow to a sustainable. It was unsustainable, the popularity there for a while. And it does not feel like there's any sort of next wave of that anytime in the future. Let's get to the NBA, though, because it was a wild weekend. Friday night gave us some results that made Sunday seem like can't miss TV. And the Pelicans went from the 6th seed to the 7th seed, now playing the play-in game. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the team that played in the play-in game was the team that just smoked him yesterday in the Lakers. The Lakers have this interesting kind of conundrum, right? If they win, so here's how it works for the play-in game. If you're the 7 or the 8 seed, if you win that first game, you don't have to play a second game. You win, you're in. Whereas the Kings and Warriors, they have to win 2 in order to get in. 2. So the Lakers lose, and they still get another opportunity. And that if they win, the congratulations, you get the Denver Nuggets. And because the Oklahoma City Thunder, because of how it all went down, they end up getting the 1 seed. So the Nuggets get the 2 seed. So the 7 seed gets the Nuggets. But if they lose and then they win, they get the one seed, which is the Thunder, and everyone knows they match up better with the Thunder. Plus, the Thunder are young, haven't done the playoffs, and the Lakers are a team built more on their size. The size and physicality will likely affect the Thunder more in the playoffs than it does the Nuggets, who are a bigger team anyway. They start 6'10", 6'10", 7 foot across the front line. So what do you do? Right? If you're this, and this does come down to what type of person you are. If you're risk averse, you're like, let's go out, beat the Pelicans again, get to the playoffs. We'll worry about the Nuggets when we're in. But if you don't, it's crazy. You have a very likely better chance of advancing out of the first round. And who knows how far else? Because you don't know. Right now, we believe the Nuggets will be at full strength for game one and have Jamal Murray back. But as games get played, then there's the opportunity for them to get injuries, you to get injuries. Anything can happen. So it is different to play the Nuggets in the conference finals than it is to play the Nuggets in the first. Because you might not play the Nuggets in the conference finals, but you might not get to the playoffs if you lose the first game. That's a hard one. That does come down to if you're a risk adverse person, you just go for it, go all in, and win Tuesday night. If you're not, you roll the dice. And look, there is some of this. Some of this is not really up to your discretion. Right? Some of it is, do the Pelicans decide, hey, we don't want to win, or we want to go get this thing. I think normally I would do everything in my power to avoid the Nuggets. In this scenario, because you have an older team, you want to play less games, I win that first game. Make sure that I'm in. Make sure I'm in. Jay Stu, what would you do? You're in the situation of the LA Lakers. If they lose, they can play and play for a chance to play the one seed as the eighth seed and take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. If they win, they just get the Denver Nuggets, who dominated them last year, and common conception is they'll dominate them again this year. What do you do?
I'm going to pull you, Doug, and I'm going to say a coin or phrase, and I don't know where it came from, and I frankly don't even know what it means, but I'm going to just say it. Maybe it applies. I never whisper into the devil's ear. You know what that means?
I think I do. I think it means, why would I take the risk of losing, of not making the playoffs because I want to avoid somebody who's in the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah. Saying something out loud or overtly trying to do something to try to gain a result, I think is just a dangerous way to do it in sports and in life.
Okay. What about you? What about you there, Sam? What would you do? Oh, and Dan Byer, you too.
Sam, you want to go ahead or you want me to take this? All right, it's going to allow me to pass the hot potato. I just play it out as it is. If that's Jason's point, listen, there's a lot of things that have to go right for the Lakers to be able to make a run. And if you start trying to set it up in a way where, like, okay, we win here, we lose here, it's not going to work out. Take your medicine, try to win the game. If you got Denver, you got Denver. But I would not try to game any system for what you feel would be a quote unquote better matchup.
Sam, where are you on it?
Yeah, what Dan said.
So everybody's in the going for it thing, right? Go for it, go win the game. I think the problem is you fear the Warriors and the Kings as much as you fear the Pelicans. Because if you want to get out of the playoff, you want to get out of the first round of the playoffs, the Nuggets are not the path. So it is a little bit of damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I definitely try and win that game, knowing that the second game would not be just, if the second game was a cinch, if it was the Hawks without Trae Young, then yeah, absolutely. But those two teams are good and they present a very different matchup. They're better than the Warriors, but the Warriors are still the Warriors. And you know, what would the league do? Like, imagine you have LeBron and Steph facing off, the loser goes home. Like if the league can go like, hey, is there a way we can create more playoff spots? I think it's smart to whisper in the devil's ear. I just think in the context of this particular one, because the Lakers are older, they need less games. I don't think they have a particular, I do think they have a shot against Oklahoma City, but man, is that risky. And they may end up, there's a chance the Pelicans win that game anyway. And then if they win, you can just play it off and go like, nah, we weren't trying. We were waiting for the next game. Give us your thoughts at Gottlieb Show. At Gottlieb Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Rick Bucher in a couple minutes. So the Masters was this weekend. Okay, buyer, please don't be alarmed at our answers. And I bring it up because Dan is, he's more than an avid golf fan. Like he is, he loves this stuff and follows it. Plus he has a Sunday show too, so I know he's watching on Sunday. Jay Stu, how much did you watch of the Masters?
Exactly zero. I followed the Masters on Twitter, so it was like after it happened. I think the handshake by Tiger and Vern Lundquist was made into an amusing meme because you couldn't see Vern behind the tree, so it looked like Tiger was shaking the hands of the tree.
Yes.
And the most comical meme of the weekend was some kind of a reference to the tree that he hit with his car, which is dark humor, but I love dark humor.
Yeah, it was. Well, nobody was killed. Tiger was hurt pretty badly, but nobody was killed. Right. So I like that. That's acceptable dark humor. Acceptable dark humor. Okay. Iowa Sam, how many minutes of the Masters did you watch?
Probably about 10 to 15 minutes via highlights.
So you didn't watch any of the Masters?
Not live, no.
You see what he tried to do there, guys? You saw that, right?
I mean, I saw footage of it, so it's not like I, you know.
That again,
I didn't watch it
just,
live.
Just so you know, Sam, that is like if you have a layover in Salt Lake City, you can't say, I went to Utah.
Yeah, no.
right?
No, I didn't watch it live.
I went
to
Dallas over the weekend. Really, what'd you do? Well, I had a layover in Dallas, and I was on my way to, you know.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's the same thing.
Totally fair.
Beyer, most memorable part of the Masters, the 2024 Masters is what?
Scottie Scheffler's shot on nine. Second shot on nine.
That really kind of made it, then it was like, oh, Scottie Scheffler's winning this thing. I was watching it on my phone, and all of a sudden, all of my friends who are avid golfers were texting me like, all right, boys, what are we doing the rest of the afternoon? Because it felt like that was right around 9, 10, 11. That's when it became, all right, this thing's over. In comparison to the other Masters years and other Masters moments, will Scottie Scheffler stand up the test of time, Dan Beyer?
I don't think that his story is finished. I don't think that he will be done after two Masters victories. I think he could win another. I think he could possibly win two. I don't think this one will stand the test of time.
Yeah. Look, the juxtaposition of Scottie Scheffler, who is dominating, and Tiger Woods, who is struggling, and yet the attention and the energy we spend to Tiger, some of it obviously is his greatness, but a lot of it is, you know, that that we're just trying to, you know, just trying to figure out who we can next turn our attention to, and do we even take the Tiger Woods thing seriously anymore? Yeah, but it is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because I got a lot to say about what happened with Scheffler and what happens with the Masters, but I also think there's a whole separate Tiger conversation. So we could go down the Tiger conversation, if you will. What I thought happened with Tiger was what Tiger had at stake this past week was breaking Fred Couples and Gary Player's consecutive cuts made streak at Augusta National, at the Masters. They all were tied with 23 straight cuts. Tiger, as we know, like a lot of the field, were affected by the weather on Thursday, but Tiger had to come back and play five early holes on Friday morning when we were in for Dan Patrick. Tiger was on the course at that time, then had about an hour turnaround and had to go and play 18 holes, which he made the cut comfortably, very comfortably. But what I think happened, Doug, was the main goal for Tiger this week, who, again, he's teed it up once in 2024. That was at the Genesis, where he had to withdraw because he was ill. I think Tiger put everything he had into making the cut and making sure that he was there for the weekend. And having the additional five holes, I don't think was ideal with him, but I don't think that's like the ultimate game breaker, game changer. I think his ultimate goal was to make the weekend, to have the record by himself, because we're not going to remember, you know, him shooting in the 80s. What we're going to remember is that now Tiger Woods holds the Augusta record for most consecutive cuts made at 24. And I think he put everything that he had into it to make sure that he played the weekend. And then because of his lack of reps and where he is, he didn't have anything to show for it when you played on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's a great way of looking at it. I think, again, I think that is a super in-depth and interesting way of looking at it that you and I are interested in. I think the Jason Stewarts of the world, and Jason, if I'm speaking out of turn, you let me know. It's like I used to be in the Tiger. Now there's just a bunch of guys. And then every time I hear that a guy is going to be the next guy, he's not the next guy. You know, so I'm not really that super into golf. I was super into Tiger Woods.
I'll tell you this much. I typically watch Sundays. I typically watch a good portion of the leaders on Sunday. And once Tiger had that Saturday, it took away my interest in watching on Sunday. And I think I'm not alone on that one. As far as the casual fan.
No, I think I think you're completely not alone. I think that you nailed the issue. And it's not to say that like Scheffler's been awesome. And this is, I mean, baseball has the same thing as well. Obviously basketball has it, but I mean, how many players out there are incredible young players in the NBA, but like we're still paying attention to Steph and to LeBron. you know, and they're still playing. But if they're easily, like, watch what happens with the NBA's ratings when one of those two gets eliminated in the play-in, like, it's going to be different.
You know, I know, like, if we talk about it as a whole, and I'll just say, I'll say this about the Masters. We all have a favorite TV show, right?
Right.
We all, Doug, Seinfeld, I think, Cheers, you know.
Cheers is actually mine. Cheers, then Seinfeld, but you're right. You're on it. What's yours?
King of Queens.
Okay.
It's probably my all-time favorite. And there are some episodes of King of Queens that I absolutely love. And there are some that I'm like, all right, okay, I don't need to watch this one again. And I would feel that it's the same thing with Cheers. Every episode's not going to be the magnificent, drop-dead funny one. Some are better than others. And I think that is the case with this Masters. It just is one of those that, all right, maybe it's not as good as it was in 97 or in other great years, it will fall into the role of that. I do think that there are bigger problems, but it's not just with Tiger Woods. It has to do with Liv. It has to do with Scottie Scheffler's personality. It's got to do with a lot of it. And it's funny on how, like, we've gotten to this point, because I think there's been, Liv is not a paper cut, but if you want to take the splitting of Liv Golf even just away from this, I think there have been other paper cuts along the way that have ended up hurting the sport and not allowing us to be as involved as maybe we once would be if Tiger Woods wasn't. I mean, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas was like 7 over par in his final 4 holes to miss the cut. Spieth was all over the place. He didn't make the cut. They're not like cashing in on their ability to capitalize on their stardom.
No question.
The rival to Scottie Scheffler is in Liv Golf, the guy that gave him the green jacket yesterday. Rory was mediocre over the weekend. Like, there's a lot to go with it as well. I would even say this. If you remember back when Phil won the PGA Championship at Kiowa, and this was in 2021, this was before the whole Liv thing happened, and we touched a little bit about this on Friday, but you know what else was going on aside from Mickelson winning the Masters when he was 50? Brooks Koepka was a badass. Brooks Koepka couldn't stand Bryson DeChambeau because Bryson DeChambeau was trying to be the Hulk, okay, and trying to do everything. All of those stories were actually interesting. We were watching Bay Hill because DeChambeau was trying to drive the par 5 sixth hole, cutting over 90% of a lake. Like, that was interesting. He's not into that anymore. There's no rivalry between him and Brooks Koepka, and if there was, we wouldn't know about it because it's at Liv. Like, there are all these things that could have, like, gained interest. John Rahm may not move the needle for everybody, but if he was a rival to Scottie Scheffler and he had the two of the world's best going at it, I think that would be very, very compelling. And instead, you had Scottie Scheffler, who's ho-hum, Ludvig Åberg, who's playing in his first Masters, and as a, you know, what, 21, 22-year-old Swede. Colin Morikawa doesn't ooze flashiness. It's a lot of this stuff that has added up and played in. Because I thought a lot about that. Because it's all I did this weekend was, right, you know, watch all of this. But I think a lot of that stuff is what plays into it. If Liv, and I think Liv is huge, because if Liv doesn't come along, we're still, like, familiar with these guys. And Cam Smith and Bryson DeChambeau were on the leaderboard. We probably didn't care as much because kind of forgotten about them. And Bryson isn't the bad boy that he was 3 years ago. And there isn't the rivalry with Brooks. So a lot of that stuff has kind of fallen by the wayside. And golf's never going to be the same. And it hasn't had a lot of momentum. And I think people were hoping that the Masters was going to save that and try to bring that back. And I'm not sure if it did this past weekend.
I didn't think it brought it back. I agree with you on rivalries. I honestly agree with you on... it's not just rivalries. It's like the infighting within the family. As much as it's a bad look, you know, maybe throughout the year, it would be a good look at the end of these tournaments if we had Liv versus PGA and they would embrace that. But the nice plain Jane guys, it's really hard.
Sure. Can I tell you the one problem with the rivalry of the Liv versus the PGA Tour is that the Liv players, because we don't care, and I don't think that there's enough, like, there, it's just, it's different of being on that tour. If they were all on the PGA Tour and battling week in and week out, then we've got something. But here, they go away for 3 or 4 weeks, then they show up again, then they're all together. Then they go away for 3 or 4 weeks, and they show up at the U.S. Open. There's just no way to get momentum. There's no way to carry anything over. It's just it's really fractured the game. There were other issues with it as well, and I just it's really too bad. I mean, as a golf fan, as much as it pains me to have people comment on the Masters who don't comment the other 364 days of the year, I also don't like to hear people being like, "Yeah, I didn't watch, I didn't care," you know, like that actually stinks. That's not good. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it.
I would say the difference for me is I watched, but I wasn't to the level of Jason Stewart where I was completely turned off when Tiger didn't win. But it was not a, it was no longer appointment, sit down on my couch viewing. It was on my phone while doing some other things, while having a nice other day. I happened to watch it, and I saw the turn of events in the middle of, you know, right at the turn. And I was like, yep, going to be Scottie Scheffler. And then I just started kind of indulging a little bit on Scottie Scheffler info and why he's been so good and where it turned in his career and all that other stuff. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. So pleased to be joined by Rick Bucher, FoxSports.com and Fox Sports 1. And, of course, joining us now on Fox Sports Radio. Buke, it was a wild and kind of confusing last weekend between the Friday games and the Sunday games.
Yeah.
Put it together for me. What happened this weekend?
Well, we had a little bit of jockeying, I believe. Certainly, the Cleveland Cavaliers looked like they did that. And then we just had some questions raised about exactly who is what, starting with the Golden State Warriors and a home loss to the New Orleans Pelicans that they clearly very much hope to win to avoid having to now win, what, two road playoff games in order to make the playoffs. So it's why I love the play-in, to be honest with you, because I think it's, one, it's done a great job of curbing tanking, and two, it's, I mean, we'd be looking at the prospect of, what, the Warriors and the Lakers and the Sixers and the Heat all already having been eliminated. And so now we have this intrigue of young teams that showed what they're capable of in the regular season, but we're still waiting to see exactly, you know, can they take the next step in the postseason? And we have some veteran teams that are now in position to still test that and see if they have one more run in them. So, the short answer is, like, there was a few things that were settled over the weekend, but there's more that's still yet to be settled in the next couple days.
You know what? It's so okay. Will the Lakers lose in the first play-in game to avoid the Nuggets?
I have a hard time believing that they would do that for a couple of reasons. One, they're the early game, so they don't know who they would be playing in the second game. And they got, what, they went 0-4 against the Sacramento Kings during the regular season and lost by an average of 11 points. Now, I know the playoffs are different, but fact of the matter is they have not looked like they're capable of competing with the Kings, getting up and down and playing their style. And I would still think that would give you second thoughts about dropping a game against the New Orleans Pelicans. And even against the Warriors, they lost, if I'm correct, they lost 3 of 4. So I just think it's a dangerous, dangerous proposition. I understand the idea that you're going to, you haven't had a whole lot of success against Denver and you would be avoiding them, but it's not as if the Lakers have been some unbelievable juggernaut and injury was just the only thing that kept them from being, you know, a 55-win team or whatever. You're going to have to face, if you think of yourself as having a chance at winning a championship, you're going to have to face Denver Nuggets at some point. And it's not, I mean, I do not believe in this idea that let's find a road where we can avoid them for as long as possible and extend our playoffs when you're in no way guaranteed that that's actually going to happen.
right, Phoenix comes from the play-in to swoop in and grab that sixth spot. How do they match up with Minnesota?
Ah, boy, interesting matchup, because obviously Minnesota has the size that I don't know how Phoenix is going to handle that. But in talking to execs and scouts about upset potential, after the Milwaukee Bucks, the feeling was that the Minnesota Timberwolves were the next likeliest top team among the top three in either conference that was susceptible to getting upset. So that's a tough one. I'm thinking that the Phoenix Suns are on a little bit of a roll here and are going to that their experience and their firepower is going to win out, but they're going up against the number one defense in the league for a reason. And my question is, does Minnesota, I'm not a believer that Anthony Edwards is the anointed star that everybody is making him out to be. I think he's a great, great talent, but he hasn't demonstrated to me that he's ready to be the go-to player on a team that goes to the next level in the postseason.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Dallas and the Clippers. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anybody's playing better than Dallas, but there have been times when the Clippers look like the best team in the league, and one of them is going to be home after the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. I got off the Clippers train at the beginning of the season, and there's nothing that has happened during the course of this year that has convinced me to get back on it. Still a question of Kawhi Leonard and his health, but I just, when things go a little sideways, who are you relying on to steady the ship? No, certainly not Paul George. I've been appalled at how talented he is, and yet you see in these situations, he'll turn over the ball not once but twice, forcing things that aren't there. And that's been just a regular occurrence. No, there's been no evolution there. I don't know what I'm going to get from James Harden on night to night. It's the same reason that I have questions about the Boston Celtics, for as great as their regular season record is. It's like, who's the leader? Who's the guy? Who's the player? Who's the person who steadies the ship, who says, this is, let's go. This is what we have to do in this particular situation in order to get through it. I don't see that player. I mean, I'm saying to you, who's the leader of the Los Angeles Clippers? Who's the leader of the Boston Celtics? I don't really know who that is. I know who people say it is, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible question. Incredible question. Okay, so who's actually who do you think gives the Nuggets the toughest time?
I actually think that the Phoenix Suns have the capability of giving them the toughest time because of the matchup with Nurk and Jokic. He's the one body, the one guy who has a familiarity with him, and I think we've seen this in a couple matchups during the regular season, that can at least make him work a little bit. What I've really liked about Jokic, and one of the reasons why he's going to be at the top of my MVP ballot for the first time ever this year, is because I've seen him impose his will. I've seen him bully people. I've seen one of the classic plays they have is he just pounds his way to the middle of the paint, draws that second defender, and then he's just throwing up a lob for Aaron Gordon to finish. I didn't always see him do that consistently in the past, and I always thought it was there for him to do it, and I thought that would just wilt opposing teams. Not only that, but just take it out of front lines of the opposition. Nurk is the one guy who is able to deal with that at least a little bit, and then obviously you have all that scoring on the perimeter. I still think that they need a It'd be better if they had a true point guard somewhere on that roster. But just in terms of matchups, the Phoenix Suns can present some wrinkles that force the Denver Nuggets to make adjustments to their game in a way that I'm not sure that anybody else does.
That's a great point. That's actually a really good – yeah. The question with the Phoenix Suns is, can they stop anybody? And can they get there to even play the Denver Nuggets in the meantime? Man, it's
yeah. Cakes. Yeah, I mean, so much of this playoffs is going to be who you see and when you see them. And it's why the whole question of the Lakers avoiding Denver has come up. I understand why it's being posed. I don't think the Lakers are so good, so much better than everybody and anybody that they would face in manipulating this situation.
Sure.
That it's worth the roll of the dice.
Sure. That makes complete sense. Butte, great stuff. Can't wait to see what happens with the play-in games. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for being our guest on Fox Sports Radio.
My pleasure, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. Let me get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. A little love and hate from the weekend, plus, yeah, the WNBA drafts tonight. Woohoo! But first, let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
Game time
on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right there, Dan Beyer. What's the game today, my friend?
Doug, the game is...
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
All right, big deal, little deal, or no deal that NBA attendance was up more than 1% from last year, with the league saying that 71% of their games were sellouts.
I don't know how that cannot be a big deal. You know, we make it a big deal when their ratings are down. Why can't we make it a big deal when their attendance are up? So, yeah, I think that's a big deal.
All right, big deal, little deal, or no deal that the Suns will pay the highest luxury tax next season after signing Grayson Allen to a four-year extension.
I think it's no big deal because, one, you got a new owner that comes in. He's now the number one mortgage guy in the country, so he's printing money off the backs of everybody else. Secondly, that's what it stands as of now, but they can. I'm sure there's some adjustments that can be made in the offseason, but they're going for it. This is how they believe in going for it. How it affects the coaching staff, how it affects the roster moving forward, that's interesting. But I think that's what it signifies, not the luxury tax.
We do need clarification because it is big deal, little deal, or no deal. And no big deal has us kind of scratching our heads where that actually falls. I would say then that would be a little deal.
Mm-hmm. Little deal. I'm okay,
okay
with little deal.
All right. Okay. If you combine the two, it's... Yeah. All right. Big deal, little deal, or no deal, Doug. How Kentucky welcomed Mark Pope and how Pope returned the favor yesterday.
I thought it was a big deal, and I thought how he returned the favor was a big deal as well. Coming in with all of his teammates from the 96 National Championship and holding the National Championship trophy or plaque, whatever they give him, that was really cool. And the sellout was really cool. And what it does is it shows you that it doesn't mean you don't pay attention to Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. But if you make decisions, you're making decisions based upon fringe people. Sports people and the fringes, that's who, you know, and reporters and the fringes, that's who's on X and making comments. So it's pretty obvious that though there's some apprehension over his hiring, not so much so the Big Blue Nation didn't show up for one of their own.
Yeah, that was crazy. Even when they did the jersey, when he says, you know, usually the coach and the AD hold up a jersey, and this time he brought out his 96 jersey. I think it was the denim one that they held. So that was pretty cool too. A huge win for Mark Pope in Kentucky, especially considering where that fan base was 2 weeks ago. Yep. To see them just living it up and loving it, pretty crazy. All right, big deal, little deal, or no deal that the Kansas City Chiefs are allowing Rashee Rice to take part in their virtual meetings.
That feels like a big deal, you know? I mean, luckily nobody died with his street racing. But isn't it like 33 felonies he's facing?
And something like that.
And there's like video of him racing the car before into the crash. So, yeah, it feels like a big deal.
Did I read, Dan, there were like a couple of the people were suing him for $1 million a piece?
I wouldn't doubt if that was the case. I know that, I mean, he was charged late last week with the aggravated assault and other charges, but I don't have the total number, but I would assume that he would probably face civil litigation as well, aside from whatever the authorities, you know, what the authorities are bringing against him.
No question.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that the New York Jets unveiled their new uniforms, which are basically their old uniforms with a shiny helmet, going with the throwbacks and what I like to call the Ken O'Brien Jets logo. Freeman McNeil, Mark Gastineau, however you want to look. But the Jets releasing their new unis today. Doug, big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I'm looking at them right now. I think it's a big deal because the Jets, it's going to be another Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody likes some sort of throwback uniforms.
Those white uniforms look so generic. But when you see that font of the Jets with the fin, you know, that's it's all nostalgia. But I like the white uniforms are just so basic. The ones that they wore in Rodgers' first game and only game last season. All right, big deal.
I like them, but I mean, maybe that's what's in. Maybe that's what like the New York Yankees new Nike uniforms. That's what's in. Just basic, I guess.
And they said they listened to their fans. I think more teams should do that. Instead of trying to blend the old with the new, just listen to your fans. Big deal, little deal, or no deal, Doug. Max Holloway's knockout of Justin Gaethje with 1 second left at the end of their bout at UFC 300.
It was a big deal because Gaethje was going to win, and he didn't have to scrap like that, and he did. I mean, it's part of what makes UFC so awesome, but part of what it makes so... You know, it's like, dude, if you just stay clear of trouble, you're fine there. You win it. But it was a big deal. Plus, it was just, I mean, one punch and the whole thing turned. Yeah, it was a big deal.
That's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game's time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
It is the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Wait to hear what Tiger Woods said about his week. We'll get you ready for a draft that we had never thought of preparing anybody for previously. We got a little Scottie Scheffler talk. We got the press upcoming. But coming up next, we call it Love and Hate. What from the weekend did you love? What from the weekend did you hate? I know. Lots of things that Jason Stewart hated, but what about the rest of us? Find out next on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.